Trump appoints John Voight, Mel Gibson, Sylvester Stallone as special envoys to restore Golden Age of Hollywood. By David Ng on January 16, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump wants to make Hollywood great again and has named a triumvirate of entertainment industry veterans, John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone, as his special envoys to carry out the formidable task. Trump made the announcement Thursday in a Truth Social post. "It is my honor to announce John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone to be special ambassadors to a great but very troubled place, Hollywood, California," he wrote. "They will serve as special envoys to me for the purpose of bringing Hollywood, which has lost much business over the last 4 years to foreign countries, back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before." Trump said the three stars will serve as his eyes and ears on the ground, and I will get done what they suggest. It will again be, like the United States of America itself, the golden age of Hollywood. Oscar-winning coming home actor John Voight has long been a Trump supporter and has repeatedly voiced his backing of the president on social media. Both Mel Gibson and Sylvester Stallone have recently spent time at Mar-a-Lago following Trump's election victory in November. As Breitbart News has reported, TV and movie production in Southern California has plummeted to catastrophic levels in recent years as the major studios and streamers have moved shooting activity to cheaper locations, including many overseas locales, like Europe, where they can reap lucrative financial incentives. The Biden administration has only worsened the situation, as economic pessimism and skyrocketing consumer prices have hammered Hollywood studios as advertising revenue continues to shrink, leading to mass layoffs from the executive suites to the backlots. As a result, studios are greenlighting far fewer shows, resulting in a vicious cycle of unemployment. The Walt Disney Company laid off a stunning 7,000 jobs worldwide in 2023, with CEO Bob Iger continuing to slash headcount throughout 2024. Meanwhile, post-production jobs are fleeing overseas, as studios seek to outsource visual effects and other labor to cheaper vendors. China continues to block or severely limit the release of Hollywood movies in local cinemas, cutting off what was once considered a major revenue stream for the studios. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.